The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's a radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. Welcome in, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, host of the show weekly. I'm Joe Galewski. Welcome in today to reach Dr. Mike on the phone. It's 877-711-5211. Email udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Here's Dr. Mike to tell us about some of the stories, interesting medical stories of the week we'll be covering on today's show. Hi, Dr. Mike.
Hello, Joe. One of my favorites is on healthcare reform, which isn't even one of the ones on the list of the top 10 stories. But healthcare reform and the budget battle over it, you know, the interesting thing, we firmly believe at the Cleveland Clinic that healthcare reform will happen without Obamacare or with it, with or without it. So people should not use this as an excuse to hurt the economy of the United States. It will happen faster with Obamacare, but we're going through a major change in healthcare financing with or without Obamacare.
How will it become better with Obamacare?
Well, what will happen is the change in reimbursement, that is us getting paid less for the same patients, will force us to do what is absolutely force the whole system to do what is appropriate. And I think I commented last week that if you have back pain, you're as likely to get healthy for the first 6 weeks when you're treated by a Labrador or when you're treated by a spine surgeon. That is, the natural history of the disease is with back pain is you will get better over a six-week period. We can reduce for patients 60% of the radiation exposure. We can lower the cost by having you, in fact, go to a primary, if you will, physical therapist as your first visit. Him put on your iPhone or your Android a set of exercises after he or she teaches them to you, and then put on a bell that rings every, or a notice that rings every 4 hours to tell you to do those exercises and show you how to do them and go through them with you on a video on your smartphone. So that would be a way you're getting an improvement in care at a lower cost. We in the Cleveland Clinic would essentially eliminate about half of our spine surgeons and a lot of the spine and initial visits to physicians, and about 60%, as I said, of the radiation to patients would be eliminated. That's a great thing, but it is painful because it takes a while to get the system right. And in that process, obviously we need less surgeons, we need less of some other things and more of some other things, that change in job description and in who's employed and who's not is painful for the system, obviously. But over the long run, that is in a five-year period, would be better for patients. With Obamacare, that will occur in probably 5 years. With the system letting itself evolve as it is, it would take 15 years. And whether it's five very painful years or 15 fairly painful years, that's what it will happen. The transparency and reimbursement rates will occur either way.
Do you know of any myths, any half-truths, any falsehoods that people think will happen under Obamacare that just frankly aren't true? One is that premiums will go up for most people.
Right. What I think one of the things that will happen, though, is that the prediction when Obamacare was going through the system was that 2-6% of privately insured patients, that is insured by corporations, would lose that insurance and be sent to the exchange. It looks like a bigger number now, and that will mean that people pay more out of pocket for the system rather than have it paid for by their corporation. So there are some things that are worrisome in the system, as and it clearly needs corrections. That is, there are a whole bunch of things in the system, in the law, that need to be improved on. That's true of every law. And the problem is that the Democrats and Republicans can't get together enough to even pose one correction to the... You know, if you write your name 2,000 times, Joe, you'll probably start misspelling Galuski.
Yeah.
And that's true with a law. And so a 2,000-page law, you've got a ton of things that need corrections. And that's the shame. I mean, the real Republican-Democratic standoff, that's the shame of it, is that we aren't going to get the corrections that are absolutely needed to make this work better.
Well, it's already been changed by the president 14 or 15 times. Just a couple of other things that you would probably know. I'm sure you know. A number one shortage of doctors and longer wait times for treatment.
We don't expect that to occur. But the, if you will, as the system changes, there will be differences. As I gave you in the back pain example, at the Cleveland Clinic, when you call in for back pain for an appointment, you'll probably get to a physical therapist that day and get a change in a taught exercises, and you'll get taught stuff, but you won't get to see a physician right away because that isn't appropriate. Well, so there are changes that will occur that mean that the wait time is different or who you see is different, but it won't be because the medicine won't be as good or that you won't get as good suggestions for care. It will be because the system has changed enough to make it more efficient and more appropriate for each individual.
Now, October 1st is the first day people can start to become enrolled in these health exchanges, right? That's the first day that kicks in.
That's for the, if you will, the individual exchange, okay, rather than, yep, corporate exchanges, right? Right. The corporate, right, exchanges wait till 2017, I think.
What was your observation, Bridget?
Oh, I was going to ask, what about surgery wait times? Will that be changed at all?
You know, you have, if you look at it immediately, that won't happen. But if you look, assuming that there is a budget deal, obviously, but if you look at it 3 to 5 years out, we don't know what will happen, because one of the things that needs to be corrected in the law is the non-payment for training of, for example, surgeons or interns and residents. If that stays in the law, as it did in the Canadian law for 3 years in 1991 to 1994, the number of qualified interns and residents changes, which means the number of surgeons, you know, 6 or 8 years later changes, which did require the Canadians to correct their law. But the good news is Canada did correct their law, or Ottawa did correct their law. And so we're going to continue to need that, and we hope that the two parties are not so far apart as they won't make obvious corrections that are needed.
We have a lot of interesting news stories this week, medical news stories of the week. Let's just talk about briefly, before we go to our first break, our guest at 35 past the hour. She's a holistic nutritionist and a culinary consultant and focuses health through lifestyle and dietary choices. Her book is called Revolutionize Your Health with Foods That Heal. What do you like about her approach to this topic?
Bridget?
I think that it's an interesting approach. I think that she definitely mentions a few good points on encouraging an overall healthy diet and healthy foods. So that's good.
I think there are a lot of things in the approach she says, which is basically using food as medicine, that are very valuable. And we'll get into those with her, Joe. The book, of course, is called...
Kitchen Revolutionize Cures. Your Health with Foods That Heal. Peggy Katsalopoulos. Katsapolis is her
Kitchen
name.
Cures is easier.
Kitchen Cures. Yeah, Kitchen Cures. So she's joining us at 35 past the hour. Hey, don't forget, we are on iHeart Radio Talk now, a great way to experience this show and all the shows on Radio MD. Just click Talk on the main menu if you're on the web, and then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, iHeartRadio Talk. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.